So here's the irony of this, Tom, is that Colin Kaepernick was adopted and raised by white parents. He makes $20 million a year. What does he know about inequality and underprivilege? Absolutely nothing. So what he should do is he should be thanking the country under that flag that gives him the right to protest, which I'm not saying he doesn't have, but also gives him the right to achieve as much or as little as he chooses.
So you're saying that a young man who does not understand, because he was raised by white parents, that he does not understand the problems that black people face in this country? Is that what you're saying, really?
I think somebody who makes $20 million a year is a little out of touch. I think he's an ungrateful prick, and I will never watch his games again.
So rich people are ungrateful pricks. So you want to take that to the Koch brothers? I mean...
No, Colin Kaepernick is an ungrateful prick. I think that if you can't show the basic respect for the American flag, shame on you.
If you believe that your country is all about freedom of speech and freedom of protest, in my opinion, sitting as an act of protest is a higher form of respect for the flag than standing up robotically as if you're at the Nuremberg rallies.
Just because you can protest something doesn't mean you should. And I think it just shows from a public...
Oh, come on, that's a cliche, Carl. There's no there. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. I mean, you know, yeah, you can pee in the street. It doesn't mean you should.
Would you sit during the national anthem?
You know, I don't... I am not the one who is oppressed in this country. I'm very, very well aware of my white privilege.
Colin Kaepernick is not oppressed in any way. He's above the top 1%. So he's not oppressed at all.
So therefore, he's not entitled to speak out on behalf of people of color.
I didn't say he wasn't entitled. I said he shouldn't sit during the national anthem. Would you sit during the national anthem, Tom?
I'm starting to think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think.
Yeah, especially after having read Sean King's piece on the third verse about how it celebrated the death of slaves. Yeah.
Someone who, you know, runs a radio and TV program who's given all the free speech he can possibly imagine, and is going to sit during the national anthem that allows him to have the right to earn his living the way he does.
Carl, I would make that decision at the time based on the circumstances. But this isn't about me. This is about Colin Kaepernick and whether. And frankly, I think what it's turning into is your inability to understand your own white privilege, frankly.
Oh, here we go with white privilege. I love this narrative, Tom. It always goes back to white privilege. Look.
Well, that's because white privilege is a very real thing that has basically been dominating and running this country since white people first started the genocide against Native Americans.
So here's the thing, Tom. White people, Republicans, by the way, fought and freed the slaves and have done so. Democrats founded Jim Crow laws. I mean, it has been historically Republicans and white people.
White people seceded from the Union in order to maintain slavery, Carl. It's, you know, you've got the frame upside down. Abraham Lincoln did not start the Civil War. It was started by the states in the South that seceded. And they seceded specifically for the purpose of enforcing and maintaining slavery, and they said so.
Who passed the 13th Amendment?
It was the radical Republicans who were repudiated 20 years later when the Republican Party became captive to the railroad barons. And the Republican Party has been the party of the rich and powerful ever since. And I mean, you know, I get it that, you know, you guys love to try to pretend that the modern day Republican Party is the so-called party of Lincoln. Lincoln would vomit looking at the way that the Republican Party is behaving right now.
Well, I tell you, with this election with Trump, I want to vomit with the way the Republican Party is treating our candidate.
Okay. Well, that's a bit of a digression. Carl, I think we've reached the point where we are talking in circles and we've both said what we're going to say. Carl Higbee is the founder and president of George Washington Leadership Foundation, a former Navy SEAL and author of Enemies, Foreign and Domestic, a SEAL story. The website, gwleadershipfoundation.com. Carl, thanks for dropping by and talking.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thank you.